This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ranchers, producers, listen up here a minute, if you would. A little closed-circuit message for you, and then the rest of us will rejoin the discussion in a moment. I am, as I mentioned yesterday, hearing more and more and more from you, farmers, ranchers, about the dire drought situation. The area that it's affecting is widening. And so, if you're concerned, I'm concerned. This program is called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. We strive to be a voice for you. We really are here for you. So, I want to know today, number one, how bad is it? Forgive me, because having been on the radio for more years than I care to count, I can think of many times, not only here, but also at the coffee shop and, you know, the truck stop and everywhere else, where I don't know that I've met a farmer that told me, man, it's great. Things are so good, you can't. I do remember a conversation with my friend Terry Wanzer, who got to Jamestown several years ago in the middle of things being really good. And he was talking about how worried he was that he didn't believe that his he and his brother talked about how do we tell our kids that it isn't always going to be like this, because it's been, you know, we've been on a pretty good run, and the, you know, it isn't always good. That was a signal that, you know, hey, it's good, but some things could be bad down the road. But I want to know, I want to get to the root of this, of really this year compared to others, and the situation you're facing. I think if you tell us how bad it is, it gives us a sense of standing with you shoulder to shoulder. And then the next question, what would help you the most? We're there to provide it. We're there to do whatever we can to find it, because I do want to know the answer to that. What would help you the most? I was talking to Congressman Kramer yesterday after the program. We were comparing notes that we would like to do some more specifically on this topic. And, of course, we take whatever questions come in, and there's a lot of different questions that do come in for those talk radio town halls. So we actually have planned a special broadcast Monday specifically on responses to the drought situation. So I want to know what would help you the most, so when we have that conversation, we're prepared to say, well, what about this? What about that? And take advantage of his connections to this administration, and also just getting the word out there. Everybody I have talked to when I talk about this say, pray for rain. And I asked somebody yesterday, I said, well, if, you know, we just crushed it, right? We said, we're going to pray like there's no tomorrow, and people that haven't prayed are going to pray, and there's going to be a concentrated effort to pray, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure we are asking the dear Lord for help, for favor in the way of rain. Would it fix the problem? And my understanding is it won't necessarily, you know, even today, if we just turned on a faucet, we got the nice measured rain here for a while, it would make things less worse than they are now, or could be, or are tracking, but not necessarily reverse things going the other way. But I hope you understand that what I'm asking here is a sincere request on behalf of farmers and ranchers to let us know how bad it is, to let us know what would help you the most, and for all the rest of us that are not, I mean, in North Dakota, we're all on farming and ranching, honestly. It drives so much of what we do. So it's you know, we're all in it. But we're not staying up at night to the degree the people that provide us food are. So this is important stuff. It's important stuff, and I honestly I hope you're willing to engage in that and let you know we're going to take these airwaves and do whatever we can to help, however we can help, whatever it takes, okay? We're committed to that. So welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hannon, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, the guy with the funny-looking feet after all those stiletto... Are they better? No? Feeling a little bit better?
Hey, some guys' toes are not meant to be crammed into high heels. Just saying.
We're also going to tell you on the program about an event tonight, the AFL-CIO and the Bizman Indivisible Group, which is a very radical political group tied to Nancy Pelosi's former staffers, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp are having a rally to talk about how great Obamacare is. So I was thinking, if you didn't think it was so great, you maybe ought to go. So we'll tell you about that tonight. Also, Justin Kringstad will be here, Executive Director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, with some really good information on the benefits of the Dakota Access Pipeline. One of the reasons we do the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is because much of the facts of that were foreshadowed. It's sort of like I'd compare it to right now with the national media and how they cover President Trump. President Trump's in Poland this morning, giving an incredible speech. But by the fact that he was in Poland is big news, that he chooses Poland as his first stop on his first trip to Europe as president. It tells you all you need to know about Donald Trump. That's a big story. But they're more interested in tweets and food fights. And it was the same thing through the whole Dakota Access Pipeline. They were following a bunch of people that were being bought off by big major groups to protest in the name of clean water, which was a fraud. And that was the dog and pony show that your local media thought was news. Not that, okay, here is a pipeline that now gives us capacity above what our production is. What a difference that can make in the trucks it takes off the roads. So Justin will be here with that story. And then we'll wrap with an update on how things are going at the University of Mary as they get set for another school year. They got a lot of things going on and enrollment numbers going up. And they'll tell us why. So we get a sense of the enrollment numbers and where things are at, what's happening on campus to accommodate all that at America's Leadership University, led by a wonderful man, Monsignor James Patrick Shea, President of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, Vice President of Public Affairs. He'll be here for a chat later today. So that's what we have going on the program. You can call us at 800-228-0550, and we do prefer that you call. Honestly, it's just better to be able to have a little human interaction. One-on-one. So that's always our preferred method of communicating with you. Call us 258-0550 locally. You can text to 367-2054 for me and 226-8503 for Todd. Or old-fashioned email. That feels like Pony Express these days, but it works. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Fred in Wing, North Dakota. How are you, sir?
Well, it's a beautiful morning. Trying to get a little... Believe it or not, I'm spraying some crops that I didn't think I was ever going to spray. But we had 1,000 acres out here that they're talking about this drought. I think some of the people don't understand how some of this works, you know. They're not in farming, they're not in ranching. And, you know, I think it's really great when people can answer their questions right from the land. I myself have to go out. And when I go to an elevator or I go to a machinery dealership, I say, what are the people saying? What are the guys saying about their crops? What are they saying about their pastures and their hay ground? We had some land here this year. We had 1,000 acres that didn't come up. And in the low spots, it came up. So now we have a crop out here that I didn't even think I was going to spend any money on spraying on. I thought it was done. And we got 2.25 inches of rain over a 2-week period. Then it all came up. So now I got 2 crops. And we got wheat that in some places that is 1 foot high. It came up when it was supposed to. And it's starting to go into the head. It's, well, not into the head yet, but it, in some cases. And then we got some that's 4 inches high. So now the sprays you have, which spray you put on it, and the hay ground needs a real good rain on it in order to produce anything, and we have some areas that we probably won't hay again. But we had a drought up here last year. I went, wait, this hay crop we had in 40 years and that I've seen. And now this year, again, it looks like it could make some, but there just isn't enough rain to go around. And when you start and you go 50 miles from Highway 14, you go 50 miles west, and it just gets worse all the way into Montana. And every 50 miles you drive, it gets worse and worse and worse. And if you go 50 miles to the east of Highway 14, which is north of Sterling and Wing, if you go 50 miles east of that, they have roads underwater. They've had 6 inches of rain out in that area, like Carrington, that area.
Is that as bad as you've seen it in, you know, a long time in a drought situation?
Well, I saw some stuff this spring that was that bad because there was no rain from the 1st of May off from April. We had warm April. We had a warm May.
Yeah,
and no rain at all. And, I mean, guys that were good farmers put in lots of money into their land.
I'd like to know, Fred, we have to go to a break here, but when we come back, I'd like you to answer the question, what would help those folks the most? Sounds like he bounced back a little bit, and others have, with some timely rain. We'll take more of it. But what would help the folks that are in those dire straits the most? Tell me.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, I'm Peter Stenjum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back with another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today's guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who worked with the media from around the world in their coverage. We asked Captain Iverson if the media coverage was fair.
You could see that it was purposeful in some of the actions that they would conduct to highlight them on camera, sensationalize the incident, put it out on Facebook Live, and start generating those dollars. Millions of dollars were brought in for this cause. And a lot of that had to do with the direct filming of some of their actions and law enforcement's response and the ability to sensationalize kind of some of the things that were going on there to really create a unique story, not only on a local level, but on a national level that really gained a lot of national attention.
That's Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol for his take on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening. Glad you're out there, folks. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here, and your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. We're brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, known for, you know, since 1908, Bismarck Bandon, but all across North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Check out their website, And find out, there's a little video there about the Link Service Contractor services they have that provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Amazing success for many businesses in controlling costs. It can be done. Call them for details at 223-3393 or online. Watch that video at hatandsons.com. Question for our farmer and grower friends, our ranchers and farmers today. What would help you the most? And how bad is it? Describe the situation. Let us know. Fred did a pretty good example of that, driving down Highway 14 and telling us how it was elsewhere and compared to his situation. Here's my question for you, Fred. You know, we want to help. A lot of folks want to help. And if it's advocating for, you know, change in CRP dates or, you know, crop insurance or whatever, if what do you think is the answer for these folks that are right now waking up with some significant concern about what this season's going to bring?
Well, there's two basic things I've been thinking over the break there. There's two basic things. One thing is our priorities. Our priorities now are the ducks and the geese and the pheasants on their nesting to get that CRP opened up. Now, in this situation, it may be hard for the people east of, or say from the Cheyenne River basin all the way to the east to understand why they can't come out here and hunt and why we shouldn't protect our pheasants and our nesting, which I don't think really hurts to hay it right now at this point. We should be haying it tomorrow. The CRP, that's a little thing. It's a priority. We're ducks or people. I mean, which one do you want to help? And another thing of priority is that because of this drought, because of the people from the Cheyenne River west, those people are out there are going to benefit greatly from the increased wheat price. The wheat price has gone from $3.40 to $7.40. So the people who have that wheat crop will be getting a benefit in the in their price because of the misfortune of the people west of them. Now, we have to take an average price when we take a crop insurance out here. Our average price will be what happened last year. So if we could go into the crop insurance and say, okay, we'll release this and we're going to pay you, so the crop insurance pays what the average price was from last year or from the last year what the price was. So now we're going to have to get paid at $3.40 if we take a crop insurance loss for wheat, for example. I think we could up that to what the average price is right now because of the drought, and other people are going to benefit from it. Why can't the people who are taking crop insurance claims benefit up to $8 a bushel? Which it's that they're the ones that lost, and because they lost, the prices came up. So that would be something that could really help. Opening the CRP up, yes, that would help a little bit. It needs to be opened up right now because it takes months to hay this stuff and to get it
well,
up.
Well, it will be opened up August 1, right? The question is, can you get it moved up earlier?
Well, I tell you what, yesterday, 100 degrees, I know an old-timer that says it takes 40 hundredths of rain to replace 200-degree days. And we didn't get that 40 hundredths of rain, but last night it came through again, and it went over, and it rained. You know, they got rained by Pettibone. They got rained by all along that Cheyenne River Basin. They got rain there last night. It went around there. So, you know, they're benefiting from our loss, which is the way a free enterprise system is supposed to work.
All right, you gave me some good answers there, and the last thing I want to have you respond to, we got an email yesterday for Congressman Kramer from a listener, Dean, that said the following. Farmers and ranchers who want to use CRP during the drought need a wake-up call reality check. They must refund all the money they took from taxpayers before they can break their CRP contracts and use the land. They are expecting to get paid twice, once for doing nothing and again for not being prepared. Reality is a harsh taskmaster. What do you say to that?
I'll say what happened to us 25 years ago. 22 years ago, my dad passed away, and my mom took over the farm. And my wife and I wanted to get started farming, and the CRP was sitting out there, thousands of acres of it. And there it sat, doing nothing. Young farmers out here can't farm, couldn't do nothing. My mother and I went to then Congressman Pomeroy's office, and we sat with him in his office, face to face. And we talked to him, and we said, okay, what is this doing for the people? This is a reserve. There it sits. If you could get it released, we might be able to start a business here and be able to use some of that stuff, and we'll pay you a certain amount of that contract money back, and we'll use that hay for a couple of years. What would it hurt to the people? It wouldn't hurt to take that hay off of there. It's just going to go to waste. And Mr. Pomeroy went in, and it wasn't too long. We got the hay, a certain percentage of it. We paid some of that money back to the government, a partial amount, and we used that hay. It didn't go to waste. And we started a cattle operation out of that. So, right now, when the years are good, we don't need it. Fine. But now, these people are desperate. And what little CRP is left out there is a nominal amount anyway. And if they pay back part of that lease agreement to the government, let's not let that hay go to waste in an emergency situation. We're letting it just die and go to waste. Do they want that? Or can we save somebody by just not letting something go to waste? And Mr. Pomeroy understood that time, and I didn't agree with a lot of his policies, but he was open to that, and it worked. And my mother sitting there talking to him that day changed his opinion.
Yeah, that's interesting. He's a good listener. He always was a good listener. There's no doubt about that. I appreciate the insight, Fred, very much. All the best to you out there. Glad you got the rain, but I know you're as concerned for your fellow farmers and ranchers as anybody, so all the best to you, and take care. Welcome other input on this as well, on how bad is it, where you're at, and what you would you would suggest would do the most good here. What's the fix? What helps it? One thing to say, hey, this is bad, okay? You got my attention. What should we do about it? That's what I'm looking to do, roll the sleeves up and go to work. You probably need a good night's sleep through that, too. So if you don't have one yet, MyPillow. Going to give you something you can't put a price tag on, and that's a better night's sleep, because your health depends on a good night's sleep. And when you're tossing and turning, the pressures of the day, whether that's a drought or whatever, not good. 50% off, up to 50% off on everything they have, plus the great deal. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you ready for Dolce Vita? That would be the good life, folks, and you can get it with Splash Super Pools from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Here's Vince to tell us about the good life.
Well, you're really going to have to go to the Splash Super Pools website. It is the Dolce Vita Diva. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It actually looks like a piece of wicker furniture in your backyard, but in reality, it's a swimming pool, and it's a very, very exciting, game-changing product, and literally 75% that of what an in-ground pool would cost. So a great opportunity that comes in a white wicker or American brown wicker. And again, you really have to do the website and get a view of what this thing looks like, because it's hard to describe it.
So don't let the sweet life wait. In the pool this summer, when you get to a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com, or check out these Dolce Vita pools at splashpools.com. Splashpools.com.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You want the best. If you're looking for a sprayer, the businessman sprayer is the one you'll find at High Plains Apache because it's the Apache sprayer. And they're not just some other sprayer company. They're the ones the others are talking about. They get her done. Day in and day out. And in a time when you're watching every penny, you need a part bad, you need it now, you don't want any downtime, they have that ET Egg retail store, on-site, both locations, 50,000 sprayer parts, everything for ag application needs. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, everything. And with that ET Ag Center now, they can offer the parts that fit every brand of sprayer, not just the Apache, too. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, they've got it. Across from Bonanza in Mandan at 1701 Eastside Court, exit 60, south of Fargo, I-29, or online at highplainsapache.com, your home for your Apache sprayers. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Your email is welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd. Todd, you ready for a text or two?
Shoot!
Todd loves those texts. We get a lot of them every day, and we love it. Best to text during the program, because then you're sure to get it on during the show, but sometimes when they come after, we don't mind that either, because we know you're thinking of something. 701-226-8503 for Todd, 226-8503 for me, 367-2054. There's one casualty, Todd, to putting out our numbers for text. And that is that cranky people, trolls, I think is another word for them, you know, number one, we're glad they're listening. So whether you're cranky or not, the fact that you're listening is good. That's fine. That's okay. But, you know, sometimes I think people who, for instance, love Nancy Pelosi. What are there? Are there three of them in North Dakota? Maybe five. I don't know. No more than five. Because I've never gotten a text from the same person. But okay, so they love Nancy Pelosi. They're listening to the show. Everything we say, they just kind of growl and grimace and, you know, get all cranky pants about it, right? And so then they have to send us texts like, you moron, you idiot, you dumb, you know. It's never a, hey, I disagree with you and here's why. It's, you know, you always got to go with something.
Oh, exactly.
And one group is really, really good at this. Is this Bizman Indivisible? It's a group of this individual. Indivisible is a group led by, started by Nancy Pelosi staffers. And they put out to their little network, largely people that love Planned Parenthood. Who loves Planned Parenthood? If you love Planned Parenthood, my suggestion to you for your own sake is seek some counseling. You know what I'm saying? When you love an organization whose number one benefit on the balance sheet is ending innocent life, making the big bucks on killing babies. Whoa, there's a group to support. Who supports that? Now, these people out there who disagree with me on that issue, I respect their opinion. My hope is we could always have a respectful dialogue and maybe they change their opinion. But I don't think they love the idea that you have an entity sucking up taxpayer dollars to go out and kill the babies. But Indivisible, this is their MO. This is what they do. So keep sending us those cranky texts. That's okay. And a few of them have been sending it on. Why are you promoting that Senator Heitkamp is doing this event with us? This event is for those of us that support Obamacare. Well, no, this event is actually one with a United States senator that works for us. And it's America. If you decide to hold a rally in support of something, somebody can go there that doesn't agree with it. And since Senator Heitkamp doesn't like to hold town hall meetings where people can come and ask questions, just rah-rah rallies with Nancy Pelosi staffers and the North Dakota AFL-CIO, you got to do what you got to do. And I hope people do go there. Tonight, by the way, 5:30 to 6:30, Custer Park at 320 East Custer Park Street in Bismarck tonight. So I promised I would remind you of that, and I have. 800-228-0550. Texture says, come out. Come out to our ranch, Scott. I'll give you a boots-on-the-ground first-hand tour of the Morton County situation via ATV. Well, that's an offer I can hardly refuse. I shall do that. The problem is, in all honesty, I'm a radio guy. And while Doug here can give me that tour and Fred can make the call that he did to do that wonderful walkthrough of the area, you know, I'm just going to say, okay, yeah, you tell me what that is and I understand that. I think my value, our value here at the radio stations you're listening to and on this program is to rely on your expertise of how bad it is, to let your voice be amplified with the program, and collectively help where we can. So think this way. If you had a magic wand, what would help you the most? And it can't be the magic wand that just makes it all go away because we are where we are. This is life. Challenges happen. And you don't want to hear this right now. I've had friends that, you know, go through a tough time and I'll say, can I just tell you that every tough thing that ever happened to me, every bum deal, every, you know, thing that felt like my guts were being ripped out in the middle of it, when I look back a year or two later, there was more good that came out of it than bad. What do they do at that point, Todd, usually when you say that, do you think? Todd's never asked me that. I've never had this conversation with Todd. But what do you think, if I have that conversation with somebody, what do they most often say? Get out of my face?
I was listening to the phone call that came in from your buddy.
Okay.
Your buddy, your pal, he's on a roll.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know if it's on a pumpernickel roll or what kind of roll it's on. But
I can hardly wait. Let's go to Bill north of Fargo first, though. He's waiting to chat.
Yeah, please, Wes.
800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking about this cloud seeding thing. You see it must cloud seeding all the time. And here we got droughts going on. I don't know. I just kind of want your opinion on what you think about that. Because I'm kind of wondering if they aren't screwing up by doing that, by not letting things come naturally. My thought on it.
Yeah, I don't, you know, all I know about cloud seeding is to know that you either love it or you hate it. There doesn't seem to be much of a middle ground on it.
Well,
I know it's done a lot in other places around the world. more robustly than here. But I don't know. Can you, I mean, if you see a drought coming, can you do some cloud seeding and then, you know, get some benefit right away? I don't know. There's a Patrick Sweeney is one of the experts on this with his company Weather Modification, which is a Fargo company but does work all across. I think they work all around the world, not just around the United States. So
they put out no charts on it or anything to say how well it's working or anything like that. And I mean, so none of us really know if it's really working or if they're just distorting the weather patterns and stuff with it. You know, maybe leave it to nature and let nature take course and do its thing like it's always done until they started that. But they've been messing with this ever since I can remember, this cloud seeding thing. By now, they should know whether it works or doesn't work. So just my thought on it anyway.
No, interesting point. I don't know enough about it, Bill, but I've got it on the list here to bring some experts in and talk about it, so we definitely will.
I thought maybe, you know, that might be something you can ask Kramer about sometime when you got him on. You know, he might know a little bit about it, or, you know, maybe dig into it and, you know, do some research on it, find out if there is good research or bad research, because they're spending a lot of money doing it, you know.
Appreciate that, Bill. I will do that. Kevin Kramer is joining us Monday for a special broadcast. We're doing a talk radio town hall specifically on this situation and the drought situation. We're doing that just because we didn't have the time to get to all the questions that came in yesterday on this, and we want to do it specifically on that. So that'll be it. And tomorrow, Senator John Homan will be here, and we're doing your health care question. Anything on the health care reform that's making its way through the Senate right now that you have? Please call in. I think the best thing that can motivate a change that will end the death spiral of Obamacare is for Senator Hoven, Congressman Kramer, Senator Heitkamp, and every elected leader to know your story. Okay? To know your story. And if you have a story about how this has worked, let it be heard. Makes a difference. So that's coming up. All right, you had somebody that called, Todd. You said I was going to enjoy. Let's hear this.
It's your buddy.
Yeah, good morning, America. You know, on all these talk shows here this morning, in the KFYR, you know, what's on your mind? They sound like a bunch of welfare people begging for money. Just like everybody else does. Begging for money from the federal government. This organization needs money. This one does. That one does. It's really strange. A bunch of welfare people. It's amazing how all these welfare people are begging for money. Just really amazing. It just kind of blows your mind sometimes. It's all you hear on the radio station. Begging for money for this. Begging for money for that. From the federal government. Oh, we got to have money for this and money for that. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
I don't know that I heard anybody begging for money from the federal government. I think I heard, well, in the case of Fred, he talked about CRP date being moved up, right? That was one example. That isn't money from the federal government. So I don't know. I think sometimes when people hear farmers and ranchers talk about a concern, they instantly think that that's what they're asking for. And quite honestly, that's one of the reasons I'm asking the question, what would help the most? Is it rain? Well, then let's pray for rain. Let's get Bishop Kagan, Bishop Fulda on the phone, and every other religious leader willing to do it, and let's suggest that there be services held, maybe pick a particular date and time where you do, you know, let's go that route. Maybe it's the CRP thing, all right? I think there's other ways to. So I want to know what would help you the most. Can't help if I don't know what you need. And I want to know how bad it is because I think that wakes people up to it. 258-0550 from any 701 area code. 701-258-0550 to let us know on what's on your mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
We're talking with Levi again from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. We're going to talk culture. How is culture shifting in the workplace, Levi?
Well, collaboration is the hot topic in office places these days. Collaboration sparks ideas and creativity, and the key to collaboration is communication. Cubicles are going the way of the dodo bird, and open offices and benching are taking over. Millennials are now the largest group population-wise, surpassing baby boomers, which is obviously carrying over into the workplace.
Okay, so how is all of that affecting the physical workplace? What does it look like?
Well, millennials value different things than their parents did. They value flexibility. They want the opportunity to work remotely, but when they are needed in the office, they need a place to touch down. In a recent poll, two-thirds of workers surveyed said that they would jump at the opportunity to work remotely. Millennials communicate differently than generations did before them. They've grown up with computers everywhere around them. Homework assignments, emails, and text messages are all ways that they've communicated. Millennials really, truly are digital. And with them making up more of the workforce, you can see their impact with businesses by storing more information in the cloud rather than big old file cabinets. That's great for business owners because now they can fit more employees into the same space.
To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo or go online to interofficefargo.com. Interofficefargo.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Serve USA, helping America fuel better. We love to feel better, especially the pump you own. Kind of a nice feature at PetroServe USA. That and the cookies are my two big favorites. I mean, anytime's a good time for a cookie, and they're so good. They feel like they just got out of the oven. They taste like it. They look great. They're just, you just look at them and say, I can't avoid it. I stuck a couple on the fourth. Don't tell anybody. They were really good. Firewood a buck off. NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. That's a great deal. IGOG sunglasses, $2 off. Assorted flip-flops a buck off. All the summer fun at PetroServe USA. And that 4-for-4 special is great, too. Hot Stuff personal pan pizza. Two of those beautiful cookies and a 20-ounce soda. 4-for-4 at PetroServe USA. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim? I know you been doing a lot of work lately, and you're pretty darn excited about it. Give us a little update on how things have been going.
Scott, I can't be overwhelmed with gratitude with everything that's been going on. I'd just like to pay such special mention to the Newtown Legion Club and the Mandaree Legion Club and Jim and Randy and Rick Rones, CW04 Rones in the National Guard out of Bismarck. They've all been a great help and honorable. Just they're all different and they all live separately, but they all have that special common bond of patriotism and honor, and they all give to their community. And I'm learning a lot, Scott. And one more special job I got to do, I got to go out a family cemetery on the reservation and honor a Joe Wounded Face specialist, died in overseas in 1990 serving his country. And I believe it's like his cousin or in-law, C.J. Packinoff from Burning Feathers Oilfield Services, sponsored a pole for his relation up there to honor him, a replacement pole. They had one there. And what a beautiful job I have, Scott. And, oh, by the way, everybody, I sell flagpoles.
Yeah, you sell flagpoles, but you sell a lot more than that. You sell a lot.
I sell really good flagpoles. Yes.
Yeah, the best flagpoles, the American-made flagpoles, but better than what you sell, the actual hardware and the flag itself. It's what it does in honoring this great country and everything it stands for. And as you talk about that veteran, to be able to honor him that way with a new spiffed up flagpole is great. So if you need the best of the best, give Jim a call. He does this all across North Dakota.
And I work for the best. I'm just, thank you. Yes, sir.
701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Keep doing what you're doing, Jim. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott. It's all to you. Thank you. It started here. Yes, sir.
All the best. We helped him start the business just by talking about putting up flags. He actually heard one day somebody call him and say, hey, there's no flags. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to advertise on What's on Your Mind. The rest is history. Isn't that great? Tim in Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Okay, yeah, this is Kent.
Oh, okay, go ahead, gents. I had Tim written down here. Go ahead.
Oh, no, Kent, K-E-N-T. Oh, anyway, sure. I've got a nephew that does work for weather modification, and the idea of weather modification isn't to create rain. It's hail suppression. And what they do is they try to make the raindrops or the moisture particles heavier so they fall out faster and don't sit there and recirculate in the cloud and create bigger hailstones.
So does it anywhere seed clouds to produce rain, or is it all about hail suppression everywhere?
Pretty much everywhere. Well, I mean, in the process of hail suppression, it does create rain because it makes the raindrops or the rain particles or the moisture particles, whatever you want to call them, fall out of the clouds sooner so they don't create big hailstones.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So in a way, it could be considered, you know, making rain, but they do go worldwide. My nephew, who works for weather modification, he's been South America, Africa, India, Canada. Actually, and it's paid for by not necessarily everybody's tax dollars. It's, say, like Bowman County. They want to do hail suppression or weather modification. The county pays for it. The people in the county vote for it, like the farmers or whoever.
Sure.
In Calgary, there's actually the insurance companies that want their weather modification.
I'll bet they do. Think how much less they're paying out. Yeah. That's very interesting. We'll plan on doing some more on it in the future for sure, Ken, and I'm glad you called to talk about your son's role working on that. Up against the clock here, so I got to jump. But I do appreciate your call and the comment. We're going to talk with Congressman Kramer a little bit about it, too. And I might invite Pat Sweeney on just talk about it, learn more about it. Texter says, from a regular Joe standpoint, I have sympathy for these guys with the drought. But as a sportsman loving to hunt, I have mixed emotions. They take our tax dollars for CRP, but 90% of them have the land all posted up and the people paying for it can't hunt. It's BS. If citizens pay for it, it should be accessible to hunt. maybe they would have a little more sympathy. Us, the citizens, would have a little more sympathy. What the listener means. What say you about that? 800-228-0550. Justin Kringsted. Let's talk a little bit about pipeline facts here today on the program. Coming up, some more of your calls, questions, and comments on the drought situation. And we're going to check in with our friends at UMary on What's On Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I'm saying, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.